Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
I'm Kyle Paletto. Allow me to welcome you to Walk Through, Sifter's new weekly recap on the biggest news in gaming. Each Sunday, I'll take you through the biggest updates, exciting reveals, and controversies in video games. Walk Through is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at sifter.com.au. So make sure you follow the show to get every episode delivered right to your phone. On Thursday, Nintendo hosted their first live Nintendo Direct event for 2022, outlining upcoming titles coming to the Switch this year. Taking the internet by storm was a new ability for Kirby in the upcoming Kirby and the Forgotten Land, which will launch on the 25th of March. It turns out Kirby can now partially swallow inanimate objects like cars, vending machines, and traffic cones for some reason, stretching wildly over the item to unlock new abilities. It's called Mouthful Mode, and do yourself a favor and watch the trailer and search for Kirby. It'll brighten your day. Xenoblade 3 was announced, the role-playing game will arrive in September this year, and the Mario Strikers series returns after 15 years with Mario Strikers Battle League Football, out on the 10th of June.
I seek to destroy the irrational power structure that shackles Fodland.
If the kingdom is ever to part ways with our bloody past, this is the path we must walk.
And the story of Fire Emblem Three Houses will continue in Mosu Warriors series title, Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes, out on the 24th of June. The remake of Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, which was delayed from its original release date in December last year, will now be out on the 8th of April and will feature voice acting for the first time.
You're gonna get hurt.
I see right through your plans.
Mario Kart fans hoping for news of a brand new entry into the series were offered 48 new remastered tracks for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe instead. This DLC will feature classic tracks from previous Mario Kart games and will be released in waves until 2023. It'll be available for around $40 in Australia and New Zealand, or free as part of the Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack subscription. Speaking of remakes and re-releases, a remaster of the RPG Chrono Cross will arrive on the 7th of April with some nice quality of life changes, such as the ability to turn off random encounters and a remastered soundtrack. And for players outside of Japan who never had access to the Satellaview, which was a very early broadcast system that allowed Super Nintendo players to download new games over television broadcast signals, the text adventure Radical Dreamers will also be included in that remaster. And lastly, for Nintendo news, the Super Nintendo title Earthbound Beginnings, which was known as Mother in Japan, and Earthbound are both available to play now on the Nintendo Switch Online service. Now on to some Grand Theft Auto news. If you're wondering why there hasn't been any information released around GTA 6, well, it's because people keep buying GTA 5, with 160 million copies of the game sold to date. Publisher Take-Two Interactive, in an update to investors, said the entire series had sold 370 million copies in total, with GTA 5 making up 43% of that. The game, which was released originally on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 in 2013, will be re-released for a third console generation on the 15th of March 2022, when it arrives on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. In big tech acquisition news, Microsoft this week confirmed that Activision Blizzard will continue to release games on PlayStation, easing a few worries held by the players who aren't on Xbox. Activision Blizzard president Brad Smith said Microsoft will continue to make Call of Duty and other popular Activision Blizzard titles on PlayStation through the term of any existing agreement with Activision. And we have committed to Sony that we will also make them available on PlayStation beyond the existing agreement and into the future so that Sony fans can continue to enjoy the games they love. This follows further comments from Microsoft announcing a set of open app store principles that they say will apply to the Microsoft Store on Windows and their next-gen console gaming marketplaces in the future. But the US Federal Trade Commission has said it will investigate Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard, which could mean that all of this isn't a done deal just yet. EA Games have announced that they will not be releasing the upcoming Sims 4 expansion pack titled My Wedding Stories in Russia. The expansion adds a variety of new nuptial-focused features into The Sims, including wedding and romantic travel destinations, and the ability to plan a dream wedding, including bachelor parties and engagement events along the way. The Russian government passed laws in 2013 restricting what can appear in media, including a ban on what it calls propaganda on non-traditional sexual relations. And it's these laws that The Sims 4 My Wedding Stories would come into conflict with. The Court of Human Rights ruled mid last year that these laws put Russia in violation of the European Convention on Human Rights. In a statement, EA Games said that they are committed to the freedom to be who you are, to love who you love, and tell the stories you want to tell. We are steadfast in upholding that commitment, so we have made the decision to forego the release, where our storytelling would be subject to changes because of federal laws. In Halo news, the original composers of the series soundtrack are seeking an injunction on the upcoming Halo TV series before its debut in March. Martin O'Donnell and Mike Salvatore created the iconic dun-dun-dun-dun themes of the Halo series and are seeking additional remuneration for their composition work. O'Donnell and Salvatore have asked their lawyers to examine options with an injunction to block the Paramount Plus TV show. The lawsuit was taken to a Washington state court in June 2020 and is scheduled to go to mediation on the 9th of May this year. If mediation cannot resolve the dispute, a court will decide whether or not the composition was done as contract work for hire or, as O'Donnell and Salvatore claim, it was licensed to Bungie and Microsoft. You can read the full story, including an interview with Marty O'Donnell at Eurogamer.com. And now it's time for an update on everyone's favorite topic, NFTs, which are divisive to say the very least, but a big conversation for game makers and players alike. This week, Eurogamer has published an expansive article about the backlash that surrounded independent publisher Team 17 when they announced and swiftly cancelled an NFT project around their Worms franchise. The story details a growing managerial culture within the publisher and developer over the past few years where employees and partnered studios are left in the dark, with concerns being raised around pay and increased workloads. Team 17's failed NFT project resulted in several studios with games published by the company to publicly condemn their actions, with developer Agro Crab calling on other developers to go further and sever all ties with the company. For more info on this one, check the show notes for a link to the piece. And sticking with NFTs, independent gaming marketplace Itch has shared an update on Twitter on their stance on the blockchain-based commodities, not mincing their words. In a tweet, the indie marketplace said, "NFTs are a scam. If you think they are legitimately useful for anything other than the exploitation of creators, financial scams, and the destruction of the planet, then we ask that please reevaluate your life choices."
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
And that's it for this week's news. This has been Walked Through by Sifter. Thanks for listening. My name is Kyle Poletto. If you're listening in the mainstream or Lightmap feeds, you can follow Walkthrough for free now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or head to sifter.com.au/walkthrough for links to other apps. Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Fiona Bartholomew, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christo. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune. If you'd like to support Sifter's independent gaming journalism, you can share our three shows with your friends or on social media and give us a 5-star rating or review. You can also head to the Sifter store and pick up an excellent video game-inspired shirt designed and made in Australia. That address is sifter.store, or go to sifter.com.au and click merch up the top. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
If you're looking for something new to listen to, why not check out Mainstream? That's where the Sifter team and special guests share their expertise and give you considered, detailed analysis of the very best new games out for you to enjoy. We cover those huge AAA titles and small indie darlings, everything in between. Find out what we loved, what didn't work as well, and some of the pieces that make this gameplay experience unique. You can find Mainstream in your podcast player right now. Just search Sifter Mainstream or head to sifter.com.au and click on the link on the front page.
If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.